Prevo, welcome to the podcast. Hello.
Hey.
Jade's popped off early today. Her
just
dog.
Just the two of us.
Yes. Was getting its teeth removed today.
One of her little dogs.
She brought in all the dogs today.
Yeah, it was a very active morning. Let's just say that. I don't know why it weirds me out to have the poor dog's all its teeth removed. I feel like I'd want to leave some.
Well, it can never eat certain snacks again, right?
Mm,
you can't
give
it like a nice bit of, you know, pigsy jerky or something.
No, that's right. It's purely...
like mush.
Yeah, maybe, or jelly.
Well, you it's 13 years old.
Oh, it's getting old.
Getting pretty old.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, how long does a chihuahua live for?
Maybe 17.
Imagine that. Screw that. Living your life like that.
With no teeth.
Poor thing. Anyway. They're
good
rotting
luck.
In its head, so...
They gotta go. Gotta go. The teeth have gotta go.
Oh, yes. Very exciting tomorrow on the show. We've just organised something really cool. We're bringing
Huge.
A camel into the studio tomorrow to make a big announcement. For no other reason but to have a camel in the studio. I mean, I think that's a career first.
Yeah. I'm very worried about it shitting.
Want it to happen. That's the dream for me. The camel
but
shitting
then who
everywhere.
Who is going to clean it up?
Camel man.
Really?
I don't know. Can I just say, just so we've been dealing a lot with these camel people lately.
Yeah.
Just with these behind the scenes things that we're organizing. But the camel industry is a very chilled out industry. Everybody I've spoken to in the camel industry are very chill people.
Well,
yeah, mate, no worries.
Well, when you see a camel,
yeah,
they look relaxed.
They do
like
look relaxed.
Like when you look at their face, they're just like just chilling out, you know? Mm.
I wonder if they'll spit.
Well, I think they do.
Have you been spat on by a camel before?
No.
I don't particularly want to be spat on by a
Have
camel.
Have you ridden
but
a
I,
camel?
No, I haven't.
It's good fun.
I'm into I'm into getting spat on by a camel tomorrow just for...
You're into it, are you?
So I can say that it's happened, yeah.
Whatever you're into, Maddie, go for it. Enjoy the podcast.
Bye.
This is awesome. Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here and our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
I would be a bit concerned if I was, like, in a relationship with you and you had, like, sacks of wedding magazines, like this weird wedding fetish.
Just
like, is it just any man will do kind of thing?
Come here!
No.
Marry me!
Uh-huh.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
Oh, good morning. How are we all?
Good morning!
You might be hearing some small dogs in the background. Jade's bringing along all three of her dogs today.
Yeah, and I don't think it's...
One of them's wearing a dress.
Yeah, Murdy's wearing her little dress today. Coco's being a good girl down at my feet, and the other two are in the pram.
The dog pram is in here.
It's shaking.
Wild. Yeah, because Myrtle's got
disease.
No, but they're jumping over each other. It's not Myrtle, even.
She hates you. Myrtle hates Creevo. She's the one that bit Creevo when you went over to visit. So what's the reason, Jade? Why do we have all these dogs here?
I had to take Coco to the vet after work today, so... the other two just wanted to come along because they got a little bit jealous when they saw me getting Coco ready to come out. So as soon as the pram came out today, it was all on at my household. So I was like, you're all coming then.
Did you bring any pee pads?
Yeah, I got pee pads, paper towel, spraying wipe, baby wipes.
The whole lot.
Treats, water bowls.
Oh, good.
It's literally like the menagerie in here now.
Yeah.
It really is. How interesting. Good morning, Jackson. How are you?
Good morning. I'm all right.
Do you want to come and take one?
No, thank you.
Maddie, do you have dogs? Good morning.
I do not have dogs in Newcastle. I will come and take a 2-hour. Can I have a 2-hour in my studio?
Oh, you can come in. Yeah, one of them might let you.
That's Jade's way of saying no. Hey, guys, speaking of chihuahuas, I thought this would be a perfect opportunity to talk about this next topic, and that is this demonic chihuahua that's gone viral over the weekend. It's apparently a real little pest. It's still up for adoption, though, so I'm going to tell you more about that next at New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Now, Jade's brought all three of her dogs in here today, three chihuahuas, Myrtle, Coco and Reuben. Yeah. Really fitting day to bring the dogs in, though, Jade, because this viral story about, yes, a chihuahua has gone nuts.
Poor chihuahuas. I get such a bad name sometimes.
So-called demonic chihuahua. So an adoption ad's gone out from an owner, right? And it says this. It's gone viral. She says that demonic chihuahua named Prancer. Now, the foster owner is warning he is more like a vessel for a traumatized child.
Oh, my God. Now, that's pretty full on.
In a post shared on Facebook last week, Prance's foster owner, who lives in the States, said she had tried to make the two-year-old pup sound, quote, palatable. The problem
that's
is...
That's not sounding palatable.
He's just not, she wrote. There's not a very big market for neurotic, man-hating, animal-hating, children-hating dogs that look like gremlins.
Oh, I'll take it. It's in America, though.
Yeah, you can't. It's too far.
She goes on and says, but I have to believe there's someone out there for Prancer, because I am tired and so is my family. Every day we live in the grips of this demonic chihuahua hellscape he has created in our home.
Oh, my God. So this dog, like I was looking at it there, it does really look like it has, you know what, that thousand-yard stare?
Yeah. It's not a happy-looking thing.
Nah, it's just really upset with the world, and it looks as if it's seen a lot of things. You know, when in like a war movie, the guy's
I've seen a lot of things, man.
Poor little darling. How old is it? Does it say?
Yeah, he's 9 years old, little Prancer. Nobody wants him.
Aw. You do feel sorry for him, but it sounds like he's pretty crazy.
She says he's literally the chihuahua meme that describes them as being 50% hate and 50% tremble. He was owned by an elderly woman who treated him like a human and never socialized him. Now, Prancer only likes women, so, Jade, there's a tick for you. He hates men more than women do, which says a lot. And if you have a husband, don't bother applying unless you hate him.
So probably not, Jade. Benny, I don't think...
I love my man, so that's not going to work out for us.
What happens to dogs like that, that are just really unpleasant?
I think someone would take it on and retrain it. Like Cesar Milano.
You can't retrain them when they're that old, though, right?
I think you can.
Or at least find someone who matches with them, because it seems like it was treated like a person or whatever.
Like those Cesar Milano people, they know... They just have the whisper, so they don't give up on a dog.
Who's Cesar Milano?
Isn't he the...
He's the famous dog whisperer. Yeah, he can, like, he'll meet that dog, for example, in a televised four-part series.
Yes, of course.
And teach it, like, how to love again or something.
Sort of like Dr. Harry used to do.
Yeah, well, 44,000 people have shared this post, so...
Still not adopted.
Hey, guys, Lads versus Lasses is up next, Jay.
Yes! If you want to play our ultimate Battle of the Sexes game, the Lads are currently sitting on 24, the Lasses are on 22. So if you'd like to win it for your sex, 13-10-09... And up for grabs is a double pass.
Family pass.
Was it family pass?
Yeah, to the Knights versus Sharkies this weekend.
So get amongst it.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, it's time for Lads versus Lasses, guys. Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes on New FM. And let's have a quick look at the leaderboard, please, Crevo.
Yeah, we've got the Lads at 24. Sorry, I've turned into Crevo. Lasses on 22 this morning. It's going to be a good game.
All the dogs in here has really distracted me this morning.
That's okay. I'm covering.
He had him up on his lap and stuff, you know.
That's all right.
Playing Uncle Maddie.
Jade's just covered in them.
Yeah, I know. Jade's actually got two on her chair and one in the little pram next to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite amazing. You look like someone who collects dogs.
Dogs, yeah. Well.
All right. I'm good. Here we go.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads. Versus Lasses.
It is our ultimate battle of the sexes game. The Lads sitting on 24, the Lasses on 22. If you think you can win it for your sex today, great. But obviously, you'll get a payoff by winning a family pass to the Sharks first night's game.
That's right. We still need a lad. Let's meet our lass, though, this morning, Shazza from Tallara. She considers herself a music nut, loves dogs, but does not sound stoked on the three cheese here in the studio today. Hello, Shazza.
G'day. Good morning, Nui Novo.
Hello. Good morning, Shazza.
How you doing?
Oh, I love you. Do you have any dogs, Shaz?
I did have. I've just not long dog sat, and he's 17 little Cadence, but he's gone back to his friend now.
Oh, that's
yeah,
cute.
But it was an experience because his little back legs are just like, they're a bit tired. You know, he's 17. Yeah.
17, absolutely.
What breed of dog is that?
Oh, God. I didn't know what it was.
Okay, mix. That's
a dog with wobbly legs.
This was a bit of a mixer. This was a mixer. He was little.
Yeah.
Very little.
Just
long haired.
Yeah. Very cute.
Yeah, I love adorable. It.
All right, you know how this works, Shaz. Three questions based at the opposite sex. You need all three right to win. Question number one today. Jax Lynx is a famous brand of what?
A body spray, you know, like any perspirant.
No, Jax Lynx is not. It's a brand of beef jerky.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Get it all the servos and stuff. They always got up the front counter.
Gotta love a trick question.
All right, question number two. How many volts are the batteries used in the Ryobi One Plus tools?
Oh, God.
Take a punt.
250.
250 is incorrect, Shazza. No. I'm sorry. 18 volts. That's all right. Question number three. The North Face is known for making what? The North Face.
The what? Sorry?
The North Face.
The North Face?
Yeah, it's a brand of something. What is it?
Oh, look. Mountain Gear.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's
great.
Right.
Yeah, perfect.
What did I do?
One on the
That's
board.
That's unbelievable.
You sound as shocked as we are.
Well, Shaz, unfortunately, no lads have called this morning. Oh, we've got one through here, actually.
Right.
Just hold the line.
Hold on there.
The lad needs to get two right in order to walk away with the win today.
People win with one or less all the time.
Absolutely.
That is so true.
Relax, Shazza, is what I'll say.
Derek, hey.
Hey, Derek, how you doing, man?
Very good, and yourself?
Yeah, really good. Family's pass to go and see the Knights vs. Sharkies is what's up for grabs. Plus, more importantly, defending the lads here. Question number one. What's the name of Rebecca Gibney's character in the TV show Packed to the Rafters?
Would have no idea, so let's just go Rebecca.
No, unfortunately not. It's Julie Rafter. Who knew? All right, question two. Louis Vuitton is famous for making what? This is multiple choice, all right? So it's hats.
Perfect.
Sorry, hang, it's hats is A, B, heels, or C, underwear?
Can you repeat those again?
Is it A, hats, B, heels, or C, underwear?
I'm going to have to go with hats on that one.
Incorrect.
Incorrect. All right, so just to clarify, if you don't get this next question right, you got no chance. If you get it right, we go to a coin toss.
Okay.
Question three. Jojo Siwa first appeared on which reality TV show?
Dancing with Stars.
No.
Oh, so close.
So
wrong. It's Dance Moms.
Oh, sorry, Derek. That means Shazza.
And the Lasses have done it.
Oh,
well done, Shazza.
What a great day.
Yeah, excellent. Oh, very good. Night Sharkies home game this weekend. It'll be good.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
On UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the
world go. Jade looks exhausted already.
I know. It's only 6:34 and it looks like you're ready for bed again.
I have my three chihuahuas in the studio today and I'm regretting it.
She's resenting them hard right now.
Yeah.
No, they're very calm.
They're very good.
They're just sitting there doing nothing, just hanging out.
But I just feel like you're always going to be on, like just in case one decides to jump out of the pram and just, next level.
All right.
Yeah. Listen to it.
You'll be right, Jade. Yeah. It's only a couple more hours. Guys, up next, a interesting debate has broken up in Mullumbimby, which is just outside Byron Bay.
Iggy Azalea's from there.
Yeah, she is, Mullumbimby.
Yeah. it's sort of like a cute little old-school town. In fact, a lot of the houses and areas around there in the actual town itself are heritage-listed. Right, so this one lady bought one of these heritage houses and she got it painted. The only problem is it's sort of painted in this lilac pink colour or purple sort of colour, and apparently that goes against the heritage listing, and she's now been issued with a $3,000 infringement notice and being demanded that she repaint the house.
That's tough, but the thing is, if you buy in a heritage-listed area, or even estates have codes where you have to have, you know, your roof and your fences a certain colour, tough titties. Hey, but you should have read the fine print.
But looking at the house, she hasn't, like, knocked down or, you know, taken out all the heritage windows.
I think it looks great.
She just painted it.
Do you know what makes me sick about the rules? Like, honestly, if you buy a house, you should be able to paint it whatever colour you like.
No, not like, when it comes to heritage, though.
Yeah, but it looks tasteful. She hasn't painted it hot pink. It's a nice, soft lilac.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, if it's there's a code for a reason, and that's to protect, you know, the heritage and what was, and to keep an estate, you know, pristine from 100 years
ago. It's a bunch of old farts at the council with nothing better to do than to give this poor family a hard time.
Okay, this is the debate. 13-10-09, is it right or wrong to make this lady pay the fine / repaint her house?
Right, 100%.
She had to pay $10,000 to get the outside of the house painted.
Well, it's her fault.
And no, now they slog her with another $3,000 bill. No, he's like, don't. How dare they charge her?
Okay, are you Team Maddie and think this is outrageous, or are you Team Jade and think, hey, she should have read the rules? 13-10-09 to get involved.
Jade's the neighbour that will dob you in if you ever paint a fence a wrong colour or something. So if you live in Broadmeadow,
watch out.
Watch out for
Jade's
Jade.
Jade's on the prowl.
Oh, they didn't paint. Use the Colourbond colours.
Well, actually,
their fence.
Meant to have a heritage facade in certain areas of Broadmeadow.
13-10-09.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We're asking you, is it right or wrong painting heritage houses whatever colour you like, guys?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, so this lady up in Mullumbimby, which is just outside of Byron, she basically bought this house around there. It was an older house. She gave it a lick of paint in this, like, purpley pink colour, and apparently people were loving it. So people around town were giving her all these compliments. Mm. But one person took offence and lodged a complaint with council. She's now up for a $3,000 fine, and she's going to have to repaint it. She spent $10,000 already repainting the outside of the house.
Well, that's the trouble. When you pick a Larry colour, you should really check and make sure that you're in the codes of the area that you bought in.
It's not even that Larry, though. It's like a washed-out pink.
Well, it's not heritage, is it?
Oh, Jade, you live in a heritage-style home.
Mm.
Did you consult the council when you recently painted your fence?
No.
No. No, you just went on like the ad and did it, yeah?
Just did it because you went, that's the colour
I
want.
Yeah, but I didn't pick a bright yellow or bright purple. I just painted it a standard charcoal.
Maybe your fellow neighbours don't like Colourbond ironstone, Jade.
that's a question you might have to ask them.
That's the wrong colour.
Somebody might lodge a complaint. Anyway, let's go to the phone, see what people think. 13-10-09 if you want to join in on the conversation.
Callan.
Callan up first. How you doing?
Good, guys. How about yourself?
Yeah, not bad, mate.
Now this house, purple house, is it too much, Callan? What are your thoughts here?
Look, I think heritage is beautiful and it needs to be preserved. However, are you using heritage pigment? Because if you are, then you're talking lead paints, things like that. We've moved away from certain things for certain reasons.
I'm guessing you're a painter, Callan.
No, so I used to do insurance work, and a lot of that meant that I had to abide by heritage code and things like that, and that worked as a stonemason and a plumber. And you look at a lot of the heritage codes, and they'll say you need copper downpipes, things like that, and it just gets ridiculously expensive for something that is in no way better than the modern version.
Yeah, people
How
can't afford it, you know.
Well, then
cost
don't
of
buy
living,
a
guys.
Heritage home. You, oh, no, Jade. Because you've got him. You're there. You're just a caretaker. Thanks, it's not your home.
Yeah, it is. You live in it.
You live in it, and you call it home. But at the end of the day, we're all caretakers of a little piece of history.
Yeah.
Oh, you buy a house, you get to live in it, paint it whatever colour you want. That drives me mad.
You're not living forever.
You know what? Why are we talking about heritage listed housings as a radio phoner?
Well, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a real heated debate over like, the paint.
What have we become? Like, are we that boring we have to talk about heritage colours on a house? I'm just saying.
Well, it's wound you up.
It hasn't. I'm done now.
It has. What's the goss coming up with producer Jackson?
Yeah, I got details on Meghan and Harry apparently regretting that Oprah interview that they did.
Already?
Yeah, apparently they are. And also, too, remember back in 2011, James Franco hosted the Oscars with Anne Hathaway?
Yes.
Someone, a producer's spilling details now about like what was happening behind the scenes because it was one of the worst hosting gigs.
That was
well, they didn't get along.
So bad.
No, yeah, I've got all the details from behind the scenes. Next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What was the reason?
Coronavirus! But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
What's the goss?
Yes, producer Jackson is here with What's the Goss? What's yeah. making goss today?
So Anne Hathaway and James Franco are back yes. in the news for a story from 2011. Now, I bring this to you because I really like James Franco. I find him very handsome and charming. So they hosted the Oscars, and it was one of the worst nights for the Oscars in the history of the Oscars. So,
why do you say that?
It was just very awkward. Take a listen to their opening act.
You're all real.
Wow.
This is actually happening. Okay. Hello.
Anne, I must say, you look so beautiful and so hip.
Oh, thank you, James.
Yeah.
You look very appealing to a younger demographic
thank
as well.
Thank you.
So the whole time they just sit there, not even making eye contact with each other. They hated each other. And producer from that night has now spoken out. So he says, and I'm going to quote his words, they're quite cutting. I feel like they would feel bad about this. It was the world's most uncomfortable blind date to watch between a cool rocker stoner kid and an adorable theatre camp cheerleader. There's also a story that's come out now that says James Franco tried to have Anne Hathaway replaced midway through their hosting gig by her stand-in.
Oh, that's a bit much, isn't it?
Yeah, and they also considered reefing them off stage completely and just moving on with awards.
I mean, we are still talking about it. So maybe it had its desired effect.
Wow.
Could be.
So rehearsals. So Anne Hathaway tried to direct James Franco and said, maybe you should try it like this. And he turned around and said, don't effing tell me how to be funny, princess.
Really?
Wow. So there's like proper fighting going on behind the scenes.
I love that. I wish they showed that in the Oscars. I don't want to see that.
I like Anne Hathaway.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, she gets a bad rap. I don't know why.
Yeah. I love her.
She comes across as such a stick in the mud.
She was so good in The Dark Knight Rises as Catwoman.
Yeah, and what was that? The one where she was a bit nerdy, The Princess Diaries.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, wow.
Really, Maddie? I haven't either.
It was good. I'm glad she won an Oscar too for her role in Les Mis. And they did that. It was great.
I've never seen any of those movies at all.
Yeah, neither.
I just don't like Anne Hathaway.
No, well, that's fair, Jackson. You're allowed to.
Oprah is not in Harry and Meghan's good books either today. So apparently they're regretting this interview.
How do you feel about the palace hearing you speak your truth today?
I don't know how they could expect that after all of this time, we would still just be silent if there is an active role that the firm is playing in perpetuating falsehoods about us. And if that comes with risk of losing things, I mean, there's a lot that's been lost already.
So, yeah, regret is the word being thrown around right now. Meghan Markle's completely ditched Prince Philip?
No, Prince Harry.
Prince
Philip's funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's so awkward. I mean, Harry's gone over alone. He's, like, flying the flag solo. She's sort of said her bit. She's stayed at home. Said that she can't fly because of the pregnancy. But...
Well, she can't.
Yeah, so they say. I mean, it's easy to get a medical certificate, right?
She'd well, take get a on sick
a not, they're not flying necessarily.
Private, surely.
Well, there was that other story saying that her friend come out and said that the real reason is she doesn't want to be the center of attention at the funeral.
Well, I heard that as well, but it makes you sort of wonder, like, what's the real thoughts behind it? Is it just too awkward for her?
No, I don't think it's awkward for her at all. I just think she's heavily pregnant. She's classed as a high-risk pregnancy because of her age as well. She had a miscarriage not long ago as well, and she's doing the right thing by staying home.
I'm just going to go out there and say, like, it is okay to not go to someone's funeral if you didn't have a good relationship with them.
Yeah, just Zoom in if you want to watch. Like, you get all those things are on Zoom now.
Well, you can. Most funerals do live stream now.
Yeah, surely, like, they can afford, you know, a monitor or something so she can watch. Like, surely they've got the equipment to set that up.
I don't think she cares.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I discovered rings that we can get our faces printed on.
Oh, yeah, I did see
that. And I thought
that
we could do it as, like, prizes on the show.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Feels a bit like a cult. That was my only concern.
This is The Novos.
New FM. That makes the
world go. Big shout out to the Happy Mobile Cafe for providing us with these beautiful coffees this morning. HappyMobileCafe.com.au. Smells delicious.
Oh.
Speaking of smells, though, guys, the other day I got home from work, right, and I walked in, and you know when something just really stinks and it hits you like a ton of bricks? I walked into my front door down the hallway and I thought, man, what is that filthy smell? Is wafting up my nose. Yeah. And just the way I'd describe it is like maybe like the Newcastle Knights had just finished a training session and the whole team was just chilling in my lounge room.
Yeah, okay.
No deodorant present.
Right, so they hadn't even showered or anything.
It literally smelled like filthy BO.
Oh, nasty BO
through the house. Like, I could feel it. I felt like my clothes were expunging the smell.
The only thing I'm thinking is that maybe your housemate had a friend over, or possibly maybe the apartment upstairs or downstairs is getting a workout in their rooms, maybe? Because it's ducted aircon in apartment buildings.
It was just a very specific smell, and I reckon I spent maybe an hour, just like a dog, walking all over my apartment trying to sniff different things.
Is it the pot plant? No.
It's not. Yeah, I literally smelled so many different things. Turns out, I think it was like some chicken in the bin. Like, it was sort of stuck at the bottom. Oh. I don't know how long it had been there for.
That's an odd thing to smell
like
BO.
It was really bad. Yeah, but I mean, you know,
smells
who knows
weird,
what six-day-old chicken thigh fillet smells like, you know?
The trick is with that? Mm. You always, whenever you get leftovers from like a hot chook or something, you put the remains in the freezer and then the night before bin day, you put it in.
I'm far too lazy for that, so that's never happening in
and
my
also,
house.
I'm not into having rubbish in the freezer.
Well,
it just feels wrong.
It's not rubbish. Well, it is, but it's in a Glad bag or whatever you want to put it in.
But what we thought we'd do this morning, right, on 13:09, did you discover the undiscovered smell, and what was it? How long did it take you to find it? The filthier the smell, the better.
Yeah, stuff behind, like inside walls or behind furniture, that
sort of
stuff.
Workplaces normally have incidents like this a fair bit.
Well, we have a few rodents in our workplace here sometimes that die in the roof.
You know what? Maybe your office stinks right now and you guys are trying to work it out.
You just want to vent about it. Like, this is your chance.
UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Did you discover the undiscovered smell, and what was it, guys?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, this is after filthy smell just took over my apartment the other day. I had to open all the doors for hours. I put 5 different candles on. I burnt some Nag Champa that you gave me. Thank you, Jade.
You're welcome.
It was still lingering after hours. It took a good 24 hours for it to go away.
That's a downside to apartment life.
No, not really. Do you know what it is?
So shared aircon.
I made some Indian, like maybe a week ago, chopped up the chicken thigh fillet.
Yeah.
And I think some, when I threw it in the bin, had like fallen behind. So it was just festering underneath.
Oh. Under the bin bag area.
Yeah, where my bin is placed though, right? It's
very small bin.
You have small bins too. So basically, it's sort of right on next to a big window that just gets full sun all day, every day. Ugh. So that thing was
eating up. It was cooking.
It was.
Roasting.
All right, let's go to Robbie. Hey, Robbie, how are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm well. How are you guys?
Not bad.
Doing well. Thank you, Robbie. Tell us, did you discover the undiscovered smell and what was it?
Well, it was, there was some noises under my bed on a Tuesday night, and I assumed the mayor, the cat, had brought in a mouse to play with.
Ooh.
And it stunk?
Couldn't be bothered getting up to chase mayor, the cat, and the mouse out from under my bed, yeah, so right. I didn't go back to sleep. Now, this is the middle of summer, or it was like 38, 40 degree heat.
Ooh.
So this is a Tuesday night. So on the Thursday, I could smell something in my bedroom. I thought, my God, that is disgusting. That rotten little cat has killed the mouse, and it's now cooking under my bed.
Robbie, what would you compare the smell to?
Probably like your dead chicken.
So yeah. Really, really bad. Disgusting.
It was like, yes, if anyone has smelt the rotting corpse of a rat or a mouse, it ain't pleasant.
No, it's a four-candle smell.
You know what? It is a four-candle smell, maybe five, but it's a very distinct smell, isn't it?
Well, thanks, Robbie. You know what? There's only been one incident, actually, at a workplace we both worked at prior, Crevo.
Yeah.
And it was known for getting rats and mice throughout the building. Rat died in the walls. It was a nightmare trying to work out which wall in the building that the smell was coming on because it's the aircon.
You can't do anything about it.
No,
as well,
just had to let rot. And we, like, our staff room, all the chairs were upside down because we thought that, like, a dead rat had died inside the couches. It was that bad.
Just terrible. Now, Maddie from the newsroom, I believe you've got a story on this too.
I do indeed. Sorry, I just had to, I almost dropped my coffee over.
More important.
Took me a moment.
Yeah.
My sister and I, in the place we used to live together, for about 3 days, there was this god-awful smell, absolutely vile. We thought something had died in the walls, and it would sort of move around.
Yeah.
Like, we'd walk past one place and go, oh, it's really strong here. This is where it is. And we ended up actually calling someone in to see if there was something in the wall.
Who do you call for that?
I don't know if we called.
Smellbusters?
It might have been, her partner at the time was an electrician, so we might have just called, like, one of his mates to come and have a look in the wall. But it turned out it was the drip tray at the back of our fridge. And it had, because there'd been a bunch of times where the freezer had been left open and everything had melted and it got filled up the drip tray and it was just rotten. It was so gross. I've never seen or smelled anything that disgusting in my life. But, so make sure you check your drip tray after
That's really good advice, actually, because, you know what, there's nothing better, though, when the smell finally disappears or dissipates. It's like,
having an
life
answer.
Life is good again.
I know, right, and that too.
Oh,
closure.
Good, thank you. Hey, love it or load it up next, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. We'll do it in just a couple of minutes.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Love it.
Yeah, it's very simple, guys. Only one rule, no fence sitting. Today's topic, the humble Bertie Beetle. Love
Three,
it or load it.
3, 2, 1, go!
We're talking the chocolate. There's I love Bertie Beetle bags.
Loathe it. I have never eaten one.
Fun story.
What's a Bertie Beetle?
It's
like a very cheap chocolate in the shape of a beetle.
Which is meant to mimic the Freddo.
It was like a rip-off of the Freddo back in the day.
So I still love the Bertie Beetle show bag, bite to this day. But when I was probably about 11, my best friend Nicole at the time, we went to the show, we got the Bertie Beetle bag, we'd finished them, we'd loved them so much. We thought, how are we going to buy more? So we called the number on the Bertie Beetle on the back of it.
Yeah.
Got through to the customer service to buy, but we're like, hey, can we please buy some Bertie Beetle bag? She's like, lady was taken back. She's like, oh, sorry, you need an ABN. We're like, what's that?
You're like 10 years old.
You were like 10, 11. And we're like, oh, okay.
Only you will have a story about a Bertie Beetle bag, Jade.
Yeah, and we were devastated
that you couldn't buy them
that we
in shops
couldn't buy them in shops and we
only
couldn't
get
them
in show bags, right?
Yeah.
The reason I bring this up, sending the internet into a bit of a meltdown because you're right, you can't buy them anywhere else except now. You can get them. They've made a Bertie Beetle ice cream sold at Aldi.
No.
It's only $5 as well for a box of six.
That is so good.
A lot of people are really loving this because it's very nostalgic, right?
Yeah.
My favourite, though, is this. Listen to this absolute saddo. who's commented on this. You're better off to crush up normal birdie beetles and put it through your favourite vanilla ice cream. Don't waste your money on this.
That was mean.
Sort of makes sense, but I'm not opening a cold rock ice creamery at my house, love.
Typical Aldi. They do this all the time, I've noticed. They do it with a cereal. They put the Looney Tunes on the boxes of cereal. They buy cheap IP that nobody else wants.
Yeah.
Like, who's really looking to buy the birdie beetle intellectual property
I think they're actually going to make a lot of money off this because there's a lot of nostalgia for it.
Yeah,
Jake's
I agree.
Case in point.
Yeah.
Jackson, tell me, are you too young for these?
Yeah, I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, me too. About. Maddie, what about you in the newsroom? Maddie seems like now.
Is that excitement?
Is that, or is that?
I may have had another browser window open.
Oh, okay,
but
totally
I different. Did not realise it's playing audio. that's absolutely how I feel.
Can
about
I just ask though? What were you watching?
It was just a video that started playing on Facebook of a recipe. It's like I think it's a drink recipe that one of my friends shared.
That's really funny. I was thinking, is that the sound of your taste buds, like a Shapes ad? Yeah, exactly. Is that what you were doing? I thought, I've never had...
The newsroom rolling out, like, you know...
Lols with music?
The buzzer-style audio, that's great.
It's Thursday, I'm just doing my best to get through the week, guys.
Yeah, okay.
But yes, I know Birdie Beetle, I'm on board, and so is my partner.
You're an old soul, though, Maddie. Because you're only,
fair.
What, 25, 26, yeah?
Yeah, 26 now.
Yeah, so you're Jackson's age. Yeah. See...
Jackson's the odd one out.
No,
yeah,
no
exactly.
I haven't heard of them either. Anyway, they're very good. We got an insight into what you're thinking about this morning.
So
Mexican food, obviously. Like,
alcoholic beverages. Mexican.
It's not alcoholic.
Okay.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On New FM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the world
go. Guys, I can't believe this story. It sort of excites me and yet, I don't know, makes me wonder if we could even do this. So there's this man that has spent 100 days locked in a room on a live stream. So we used to live stream our show quite a fair bit. But this guy's taken it to the next level saying he says he'll do it for 5 years for $5 million as a custom piece of live wall art.
You know what? I was thinking about this overnight because we were discussing it around the team. I think I could do it.
What?
Yeah, I've changed my mind. I was totally against it. Like, not worth it. I think it is. That payday at the end, $5 million, bang.
Well, we'll go into more details about it. We'll see where Crevo sits, but that is a long time. So
5 years.
Yeah, have a think about that, guys, in the car.
People work their entire lives.
You'd
and
never
not
even
earn, they don't even earn that,
to
close
that.
To that. No. So, you know.
Interesting debate. All right, we'll get into it next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Great story now, Jade. I think we're all sitting here questioning whether or not we could do this.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, so there's this guy called Tim Inzana. He spent the first 100 days of this year, 2021, locked in a shed, live streaming himself 24/7, and he plans to stay there for the rest of the year as part of a stunt to promote a very unique offer. Now, he's basically saying he will lock himself in an empty room, he'll live in it for 5, even up to 10 years, and fill it with art he creates, all while being live streamed 24/7. And basically, he'll do it for $5 million.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, I was thinking about this because obviously this discussion has, you know, started around the team. For me, it's you just couldn't pay me enough because it's even worse than prison because you can't, if you really commit to it, right, you can't even go outside for some fresh air or...
$5 million, Crevo. That'll set you up for the next 25 years.
$1 million a year.
I know it's a lot of money, but if you're just in a blank, empty room, You'll actually drive yourself crazy. I reckon.
Mm.
I think you'd connect with yourself on a whole new level.
Well, that's true. But people watching you your every move, I mean, do you have any privacy? Does he even have a closed off bathroom?
Well, I was looking. So where he is now?
I hope so. You'd need that at the minimum.
He has billions of views on TikTok.
Wow.
People know about this guy because he basically, you know, if he's on 24/7 live and he's just sort of painting and making art, a lot of his stuff actually isn't that bad. He's pretty good artist.
Quite a good artist. I mean, you get good after 5 years just painting every day.
But actually, it says here, so it was $5 million for 5 years, and he was actually going to give, so for $10 million, he will remain in the room for 10 years. And that's a specific option only available to a single buyer. So you will get all his art in that time.
10 years is too much. Also, he's under the assumption that this artwork is going to be worth a whole heap of money.
Well, I think it would be. It's a big enough stunt that we're talking about it. It would be global.
I agree.
No one's done anything like that before.
Because a lot of what art is the discussion it creates.
Great way for us to lock in a contract here for the next 5 years, maybe.
You mean if they pay us $5 million?
No. Guaranteed. Like, as a radio stunt, we'll lock ourselves in a room for 5 years. Just get paid our everyday wage. But, hey, job security right there.
Smart, though, because he's actually going to... So you've got to subscribe to his account. And then he said that it's $4.99 per month, so he'd probably make even more money.
He'll be doing OnlyFans soon.
You reckon? What has he got to offer?
Well, he's not bad looking.
Oh, is he? Yeah, I guess people would be into that.
You'd get bored after a while. Like, you need to diversify,
diversify your activities and income.
34 years old, wasting 5 years of your life, possibly 10. You'd be 44, but you'd have $10 million.
You know what? It'd be something I think that I would be more comfortable doing at a later age, like maybe in my mid-50s. Like, you don't want to waste your young years, you know? You only get to live once. Like, do it later in life.
When you get to those older years, you're, like, treasuring every year. Your perspective changes.
I'm trying to see here if he... I'm sure there's rules where you can have family... Well, it's located on his family's property, so he'd have visitors and stuff. It's just that he can't leave.
He's just living at home for five years.
But then, hold on a second, let's look at...
People that do that now.
Julian Assange, is that his name?
Yeah.
Like, he sort of went a bit loopy in the embassy.
In the embassy there, because he was there about the same amount of time.
Yeah, he was. I don't think I could do it. $5 million for a year? Sure.
Maybe, yeah. Different story.
Oh, well, they're not offering that, are they?
Jade is.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
It's my birthday. Lotto.
It's the segment that's free of quizzes and questionnaires. All you need to do is be born. We drew out October, which means October babies can call and have a shot at the money.
$650. Jess King's lucky enough to get through this morning. She's from Mayfield. She's an admin worker. She cannot stand a big noter. She loves the TV show Friends. She reckons she'd be a mix between Phoebe and Rachel. But you're speaking my language here. One of your wishes is you would love a never-ending plane ticket. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
Hey, never-ending plane ticket. Would you just constantly travel or just go traveling here and there? What's the go?
I probably wouldn't do it constantly, just whenever I felt like it.
You know, there was that airline ticket. I think we've spoken about it on this show before that offered, unlimited first class world travel for like a one-off fee. I think it was like $50,000 or something.
Out.
Yeah, this was back in the day.
Yeah, like, in the 80s.
Yeah, and they actually ended up losing a lot of money from it because it ended up being like too cheap in the long run.
Yeah,
it seemed like heaps at the time, but the people that bought it, they've got the best
living
life.
Out of curiosity, Jess, $50,000 for a first class ticket. Do you reckon you'd get a loan out for $50,000 just to get the ticket so you had it?
I I think so, because it would pay itself off.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I would too.
Life experience. All right, let's do this. Spinning the balls. Jade's dogs are falling everywhere.
Well, she
birthday
got
balls.
Of the
here
birthday
we go.
Balls. It's okay. She didn't like it.
She doesn't like it at all. It's She's all right. terrified.
Your headphones cords are wrapped around
here
her.
Here we go,
throat,
sweet pea. All right. The 26th of October.
No, not me.
Sorry. Oh, too bad.
Sorry about that. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy your day. Thank you. Birthday Lotto back before 9 o'clock. After 8 o'clock, guys, we are chatting to Melissa and Bryce from MAFS, of course. The big reunion dinner last time. Everyone's now, last time Bryce was on the show, NASA called up. Him and NAS had a bit of a fight. It's a NAS-free zone this morning, though. We're going to have a chat to Bryce and Melissa. Obviously, they did stay together at the final vows this week, so we'll see how the relationship's going. And talk to Bryce about the backlash he's been receiving. We'll do that next to New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is awesome.
Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here in our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
So I took my undies off, I put my shorts back on and I had to go to pickleball, free balling underneath my shorts. It actually wasn't that bad. Just still got to
sport. Pop them in your handbag, take a Glad bag.
Yeah, no, I had
pop them inside.
I had to wrap them up in some paper towel.
This is...
Oh my God.
New FM. That
makes the world go. And you can rate the music right now at newfm.com.au for your chance to win one of five Junior Whip scooters. These things are sick, guys. All the kids are riding scooters around town these days. It's insane. You go to the skate bowl and it's just Scooter City. So if you want to win your child a scooter, jump online, newfm.com.au. And, you could possibly walk away with one.
Yeah, if you're listening to these kids, tell mum or dad to do it now and get you in the draw because we're drawing these next week, which would be good.
Oh, really? So you got to do it quick.
Got to do it
smart.
Quick, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Win a scooter. Come on, get involved.
Well, you guys have scooters, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's how we do it.
You have matching scooters in the back of your car when you go and hang out together.
Yeah, Crevo and I have become scooter buddies and we do scooter.
I'm so glad I'm not involved in that club.
Don't be jealous. Maddie, it's okay.
It's so much
pop
fun.
Pop the little helmets on, and
they are so much
little
fun.
Legs scooting away there. Yeah, cute. Hey guys, Married at First Sight. Oh my gosh, the penultimate episode aired last night. The reunion dinner party. So much drama. It's interesting to see just how many couples actually lasted the test of time. So the dinner party's like based, I think, maybe 3 months down the track after the show finishes filming, right?
Yeah.
There's like only two or three couples that have stayed together.
Really?
Surprise couple, though, still together, Bryce and Melissa. Now, oh my God, Bryce has been so controversial this season. Just, you know, about the whole relationship with Melissa. He's been treating her pretty badly.
Well, a lot of women have been saying that he's a pig for how he's been treating her.
Really made out to be the villain on the show. Mm. How much truth to that? Always difficult to know with this kind of show because obviously they're trying to build drama into the storyline, right?
Well, she's really, like, stuck by her man in this instance. And she's copped a lot of flash.
She has. But
whether or not that's right or wrong, I don't know.
But what I find about Melissa, and this will be an interesting if we get them both on the line here, is how much of the talking she does, because I find Bryce always talks for her. I don't like that, so I want to get to the nitty gritty.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Guys, MAFS, of course, it's been a massive season. I'm kind of glad that it's wrapping up, though. It's been exhausting, but wow, what a season.
Well, I went round to Maddie's place yesterday and we had lunch there and we were watching the rerun from the night before because I'd missed it.
Yeah.
And in the space of 20 minutes, I was on a roller coaster of emotions. I was yelling at the TV. I was like, oh, it was just full on. You just get so invested in their relationships. It's bizarre.
You know, I had no idea, but our version of MAFS has actually become a huge hit over in the UK.
Yeah.
So they're playing two seasons ago. Yeah, it's become a real thing.
Well, it's that sort of dramatic TV, dramatic reality TV is so popular in the UK. They, like, we have a couple of those shows here, but they have like 20 Like that, it's just huge over there. That sort of, you know, the dinner parties, the yelling at each other, etc. It's just so popular. No wonder it's a hit.
Of course, the big chat last night was surrounding Bryce and Melissa. So they did the big reunion dinner party. I couldn't believe it. The guys walked in together because they've probably had the most attention as a couple across the entire season. So,
well, good and really bad reasons.
Well, yeah. Well, Bryce and Melissa are calling through now. Jackson, is that them on the phone?
I think it is.
Yeah, yeah, they're just putting them through now.
Awesome.
Okay, cool.
So we're right. going to hear all the updates and the proper fill-in because you see a lot on the TV, even with a special, which is always longer, right, like a reunion. But there's always so much that doesn't make the cut.
So just checking, tonight is a reunion for the dinner party, yeah?
No, so it's all – so Sunday's the finale now. So they all sit down with the experts and the experts kind of just run through everything that's happened for the entire season.
They always reveal some juicy extras as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you said this.
Secret things.
Play the tape. You know, that's the sort of stuff that goes on.
Well, what's so interesting about Bryce and Melissa, right? Bryce has copped a lot this season, but I mean, some bad behavior was revealed last night, almost hypocritical. So I guess it is true. Like, it's hard to trust the edit, but Bryce and Melissa are here right now.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Bryce, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Hey,
hey,
guys.
Melissa,
how are you? Guys, last night, look, I've got to say, you guys have copped so much hate in this experiment. It's crazy. Bit of hypocrisy on display last night, yeah?
Look, I think when you've got Booker, the queen of good behaviour, going up and hooking up with another bloke on the show, and then Jake, who also had an attack at me, is a bit of a... Yeah, a bit of a good moment for us, good day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I said before, Bryce, so many people have been quick to judge you, but I think the behaviour on display last night really just shows everyone's just trying to protect their own image. So, look, honestly, man, I think that you guys have done good to come this far. It's great.
Yeah, we're very happy to be off the experiment. And looking back, it didn't start out very well for us, but you can tell by the end of it, we're just over it and we just want to be together and get out of that drama we call dinner parties and commitment ceremonies.
So where you guys, are you living together now? Like, what's life after maths like?
We are living together. We've been living together a few weeks after we left the experiment.
Yeah.
And when the show's not being aired, so basically Wednesday through to Saturday, life's amazing. But when the show is aired, it's we're copping obviously a lot of grief, and it's spilling over into our real life and what happens daily going out in public. But yeah, we're very happy, and it's just nice to be in a healthy relationship, even contrary to what a lot of people think. And we're in love. And it's amazing.
You're in love. You're using the L word. That's cool. So you guys talking about having a real wedding? When are you having kids? Like, what's the whole situation there?
Yeah, well, look, we're both 32 years old, and we both came into the experiment looking for that in the real world, even though it didn't get shown in the beginning for us. But, the big thing about me going to the experiment personally was to find someone to have children with, and Melissa's definitely that person. So when the time's right, the time will come around.
That's so maybe big. This year then, yeah?
hopefully sooner rather than later, but there's no, unlike the experiment, there's no time restrictions on it, so that's a good thing.
Hey, Bryce, I wanted to ask you, obviously there's been the storyline that's played out in the last week or so has involved a lot of your former colleagues from the radio station, and I kind of just wondered, is an element of that, like the leaking and the random calls other contestants are receiving from former colleagues, do you think that has, you know, like the, maybe there's some ulterior motives connected to that?
Yeah, it's spot on. So there was a girl, Morgan Williams, that produced the Brekkie Show down there that was reaching out to Booker, and then another girl, Annabelle Brett, that's going to cause some gossiping behind the scenes with podcasts and whatnot, and that whatever their motive is up to them. All I say is good luck to them, because defamation is a beautiful thing.
Wow. Yeah, well, like, they just seem to get so many calls from these radio people, and I was like, you know, is it like an element of like, I want to try and muscle in and get some airtime or whatever?
Some of the juice.
Yeah. No, I think you're spot on, and I actually did get warned about that from Channel 9 before the show, saying, heads up, being a radio guy, a lot of radio people are going to turn against you because of, I guess, we're going to be putting you in a big profile. And I said, oh, look, if it happens, it happens. I can't control that narrative, what happens away from the show. But look, the Channel 9 guys are right. And I think a few people in radio are showing their true colours. And I think instead of me being worried about getting a job, I think they're going to be worried themselves about getting a job.
Yeah. Well, Bryce, I've got to ask you as well. I mean, have you got any, like, future, like, deals lined up or something? Because, I mean, amongst sort of radio circles, I guess that's what a lot of people are talking about. Like, can you convert this into, you know, something good? Have you got anything planned or...?
Nothing signed off.
Yeah.
Officially, but, look, there's definitely discussions happening behind the scenes. I think a lot of upper management and radio can realise what a show like Married at First Sight is like. It's a producer-driven TV show, and I guess luckily for me, I've got 11 years and a couple of accolades behind my belt, and they know what I'm like as a person before the show. So I think that's what sort of weighs up instead of what they've seen for 2 months on a TV show.
Yeah, Melissa, I just want to cut to you for a second. So obviously, you know, there's been a lot of, I guess, negative press about your relationship with Bryce. How are you coping, you know, out in the public now? Are a lot of people coming up to you having an opinion? Like, and are you turning to them saying, look, I'm very happy?
Most of the people that I've met have been so lovely. I've rarely had any negative comments. I appreciate constructive comments, but what I've been hearing and the occasional thing I've seen online has just been so ugly, and I can't read it. It's so bad for my mental health and Bryce's as well. And you know, it has spilled over into our real life. I won't go into detail, but there has been physical altercations against us, and we're just hoping that people respect that it is a television show, that you don't see everything, and we are genuinely happy, and we are in a healthy, loving relationship.
That's good. And okay, obviously this Sunday it's the finale, the dinner party. I know you probably can't tell us everything, but what's in store? Because the ad for it, everyone's jaws are dropping the entire time. Is there some big bombshells that we don't see coming with other contestants?
Yeah, so I've said all throughout the experiment to anyone that would listen that someone only calls out someone with a rumoured partner on the outside if they have one themselves, and we'll see how accurate I am when that comes out. To be honest, I feel really sorry for Rebecca's brother because he's going to be the most embarrassed guy in the country on Sunday night.
Wow.
Wow, that is
a big call.
There you go. Well, look, guys, I guess the proof is in the pudding. You're still together. The others, really, there's not much happening there. So enjoy, guys. Good luck with everything. And thanks for joining us. And Maths continues. The finale, guys, Sunday, 7 o'clock on Channel 9.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Well, let's move along to something that you do have at dinner, flood relief beer. We kick-started this with Sticks Brewery. We're going to give you an update. If you want to help support the flood relief, which is still devastating a lot of families and businesses along the East Coast, we're going to tell you how you can do it next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo and Sticks Brewery.
Raising money together for flood relief.
You can buy and enjoy responsibly the Novos Flood Relief Beer.
Just head over to sticksbrewery.com.au now.
We really love Vance Joy Riptide at this station.
That we do. It's actually a good song. If you've ever heard Taylor Swift's version of it, it's fantastic.
Yeah, that was my fault. Sorry, guys.
It's really good. But what else is also really good? That's terrible English.
Another thing that's
really great. I'm so tired. My three chihuahuas are in here this morning. I feel like a mother that's had three triplets. But the Novos Flood Relief Beer, guys. So we teamed up with Sticks Brewery. Sticks, S-T-Y-X brewery.com.au is where you want to go to purchase some of our Novos Pale Ale and Novos Ginger Beer. So this is premium stuff. It's absolutely delicious. And every dime is going directly to the flood relief. We're not keeping a cent. Sticks Brewery aren't keeping a single cent from this. So if you want to get behind it, jump online and buy some.
Yeah, we're wrapping it up this week, actually. Yeah. We're hoping to get to 5K. We've also got a special deal in place. If you want to plug for your business, $350 will buy you 5 cases. Give us a call anytime, 13 10 09. If you buy that, we'll give you a nice plug on the air. We'll come out and deliver it for you.
Yeah,
easy done, guys.
5 cases of beer. Tomorrow's Friday. If you're like a business, why don't you buy couple. Well, how many cases we sell them? 5 cases.
Yeah, give it
or
to your
workplace.
Staff.
Give it to your staff, and then it's going directly to a charity, which is fantastic.
Look, it's a really, it's win-win, Jade, like you're saying, because you get beer, and every single dollar is going to people who have lost their houses and all their possessions in the flood. Right? It's just a win-win. Sticksbrewery.com.au.
UFM.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
On UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes
the world go. Oh, thank God she's taken the mutts out. Oh. Sorry, Jade, if you're listening. They're a bit stinky. Poor old Crevo's had allergies all morning. You've been very polite.
I've got a dog as well, but for some reason, having them all right there, I was like, it was making me like blow my nose and stuff.
Yeah, well, one of them's getting its teeth all removed today, so she's off to the vet.
Gummy chihuahua.
Yeah, hey, 105 commercial free is up next with Jackson. Hello.
Good morning.
Why didn't you come in this morning?
Not my thing, but each to their own. I love my dogs. I don't like anyone else's. Pink and her daughter on the way.
Love it. Very
nice,
good.
Nice.
Yes. Keith Urban's in there as well. And
what's wrong with Keith? Why did you skip over him so quickly?
Yeah. You know what I found out about Keith? Let's go back to him very quickly.
Yeah.
Do you know what his favourite thing to do with his wife is?
No, what is it?
Make her give him a pedicure.
What?
I can see that. When you have hair as nice as Keith Urban, you're indulging in all of the finer things in life, like pedicures and manicures. And
I almost did that in What's the Goss. I didn't want to give it too much air, though.
Okay, question, Maddie. Do you like Keith's hair?
No.
Okay.
I think it's horrific. But, I mean, I can respect that it would be very good.
Take a lot of effort.
Looks very healthy.
Yeah, he looks like a 90s female Walmart manager.
That's true.
That's an unbelievably accurate description.
I can see that.
I can't believe that.
All right, it's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music coming up after 9 o'clock, Crevo.
All right, big debate that's been happening this morning. I saw this story and I was sort of shocked by it because they were basically launching this new supply. It's a HMAS like a supply.
Yeah.
So it's a new naval ship in Sydney, and it was happening on Sunday. And this video has been released of at the launching ceremony. There's all the dignitaries, right? All the high ups in the Navy.
The Governor General.
It was there as well. Yeah. They're all sitting there watching as a twerking performance happened in front of the new Navy ship. Now, when I think the launching of a new naval vessel, I think maybe the smashing of a bottle of champagne on the bow.
Oh, the naval, like, marching band, maybe?
Yeah, maybe the marching band, a whole bunch of drummer boys, everyone in uniforms walking up and down the pier, right? That's what I would think. But out come these hot pants-wearing girls doing a full twerking performance. It was like a Beyoncé video clip.
You know what?
If you didn't know, you might think it was that.
So much so, they were grinding the ground at one point.
Yep.
So, like, full-on grinding the ground.
It was unbelievable. Very, very tight clothes. It didn't really match somehow.
Someone's getting fired today, one of the organisers for that, because they looked mortified.
Now, this is the debate. 13:10:09, do you think it's right or wrong that they had this, like, twerking performance at the launching of a Navy ship?
I love it. I love it. I think it's fantastic, you know? Like, let's not pretend that that doesn't exist. And at some of these ceremonies sometimes, we all think that, oh, you know, like, marching bands, all official. Sometimes you need to open your eyes to the world around you. And I think, you know what, let them display their talent.
Look, I understand what you're saying, and I do believe that they're very talented as dancers. Mm. But, Maddie, is it really the right situation for a Navy ship? A Navy is very serious. Like, war is a very serious business. Do we really think that's the right time and place? I mean, am I being a bit of a prude or?
I think you are, but I'd love to hear from some Defence Force people as well if you're out there listening.
If you've got a vibe on the whole situation, we'd love to hear your thoughts.
UFM. The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
At 13:10:09 this morning, we are debating this viral video overnight of these twerking girls at the launch of this brand new Navy boat. I think it's totally fine. Crevo, you
I'm
think,
a bit unsure.
No, go back to the pomp ceremony. Taking your calls now.
Yeah, just in my opinion, like, there's a time and place. Like, I've no problem with people dancing and expressing themselves. They're actually awesome dancers. That wasn't the issue. I just think, like, war is a serious business. Don't trivialize that is my only concern.
You know what? I'm guessing, right, and I could be wrong, but yeah. Any sort of ceremony like that, they are quite long. And they, I think, are a little bit boring sometimes. I think somebody's thought, let's spice it up.
You know, that's probably what it is. And it was interesting.
And keep people interested.
It was amazing to see because they had shots in the video of all the people watching. And it was like all these generals, people with like heaps of medals along their chest. And they were trying to look serious, but a lot of them couldn't help but to smile. I'm just putting that out there. You could see it in their faces, right? So this is the debate, 13, 10 and 9, if you want to join.
All right, we've got Andrew on the phone. He's ex-Navy. Hey, Andrew, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, going well, mate. Tell us from the Defence Force perspective here, is it inappropriate, disrespectful, or do you think, you know what, they're just trying to, like, entertain
Spice
the people?
Up.
Well, I'm sure they would have had all the official ceremonial staff and what have you. But let the young servers, first of all, today, just show what it's like. Have a bit of fun. Go out there.
Yes,
all right. That's interesting because we didn't, of course, didn't see all of that. So what you're saying is that would have all happened first and this would have just been like a dramatic interlude or something.
Yeah, exactly. They've had all the official stuff and, you know, all the ship's company marching on and being all official and yada, yada, yada. But then it's just showing the talent of the young personnel of today's services.
Hey, Andrew, am I right when I say, I don't know if you've been to many of these, like, openings or official ceremonies before, but are they quite long-winded and boring at times?
Yes, I commissioned a ship back in the day, many, many years ago.
Yeah.
And yes, they're long and boring and what have you. Even being part of it, they go, oh, God, just get over it.
Yes.
A bit of entertainment. Yeah, you know, it's a different lifestyle today compared to what you traditionally think of. It's a different life.
Oh, well, good stuff. That's a really interesting take
on
it.
This is the informed opinion that we needed. Because the two of us, we can just say what we want. But to have someone from the Navy or previously, it's good to hear.
Hey, Andrew, we'll send you a bottle of wine, mate. Thank you for calling and thank you for your service, of course.
Of course.
Jade's called up.
Has she really?
Yeah. Hey, Jade.
Hey, Creamo, you're a prude.
Oh, is that all you wanted to say? Couldn't help but get involved.
No, I saw those girls on telly and nothing wrong with it. They're having a bit of fun. You know what? They need more people to sign up to the Navy, so...
You reckon this will do it?
Spice it up a little bit.
Okay.
Thanks for your input, Jade.
Thanks,
no bottle of wine,
Jade,
for you.
Thanks, Jade, from Broadmeadow. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
You know, when you discreetly pop out of the office without asking the boss, Jade, you really shouldn't call up and make yourself known on the air in your car. Just saying.
Here was Maddie and I trying to cover for you.
She's doing it. She's in the toilet. Thanks, Jade.
All right, birthday lotto time up
yes,
next.
Yes, $650 up for grabs today. Very good.
And we're after the month of August this time. So if you're born in August, you want to win some easy cash, this is your big chance. I get to spin the lotto balls, which is fun.
Yeah, and we'll take your calls next. 13 10 09 at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, we ain't got no hoops here for you to jump through. $650, easy money up for grabs today. This thing could go off any time. All you need is a birthday to play. If your birthday comes out of the birthday ball contraption we have here, you win the money, guys.
Yeah, that's right. So it's time to meet our contestant this morning. Casey from North Rothbury is a stay-at-home mum, has three kids who are all sick at the moment. That is pretty full on. How are you dealing with it?
I'm getting there.
That's a very diplomatic answer.
Do you have one that's like a massive whinger when they're sick, like more than the others?
So the one that isn't the worst
is the biggest whinger.
Oh, always the way, yeah.
Always.
That's funny. All right, well, let's try and win you some money. Maybe you could get yourself a spa day or something.
Oh, amazing.
$650, yeah. Pretty good.
Pretty nice. You can do something nice, even give the kids something. All right, here we go. I'm spinning them this time, so let's hope this thing actually works.
You look so good spinning that, Crevo. Oh, look at you go.
Thank you.
You all go, right. Girl.
Thanks, man. All right, it's come out as the 12th of August. Is that you?
Oh, no. I'm the
17th. Ah, too bad.
Sorry, Casey. Good luck with the kids' birthday lotto back tomorrow. Worth $675, guys.
Oh, awesome stuff.
Yeah, look, enjoy your day. We are done here for today. Jackson in next with 105 commercial free, though. Yeah.
I got some Shania Twain.
It's Newcastle's favourite workday, 105 commercial free. No ads. What?
Yeah.
No ads. Just Jackson and music. Two fantastic Jackson. Teams.
I talk about food a lot, by the way. So
do you?
If you're into that, get excited. 5 Seconds of Summer is on the way. And, Maddie, I feel like this next one's going to be up your alley because I like it.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yes.
Banger. Absolute banger.
This takes me back to the year 2019, clubbing on Oxford Street in Sydney. We used to do the dance to each other, me and my friends.
Yeah,
September.
You did.
It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music, and Jackson is disgusted at that thought. we'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.
New FM.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.